You know, learning his ways, no matter how much, let's say, time has elapsed, he always, let's say, surprises, at least for me, the magnitude of his love. A year ago, when Doug was with us, before he left, he gave me a CD. It was recorded in France at a church that I met the pastor when Irene and I were 6 years ago at his church in North Carolina. We met this couple. We went to Doug's house together, etc. And he had given a wonderful sermon, etc. And the wife is gifted in the gifts, etc. But the CD, I play it periodically. But there's one particular song that touched me for a number of reasons. And when we were at Grace, we used to sing a song called "In Him We Live, In Him We Move, We Have Our Being," etc., etc. And you may be very familiar with it, but there's a higher level. And this church is right outside of Paris. I had never really seen the inside of the church, except Kim Clement was released to go to France several years back, and they showed on his website quite a bit of what was filmed in that church. I also watched Kim Clement get off the stage with a bowl of oil. He went down amongst the front rows, and he began to obey the Lord and bless the pastor. Now, there is more than one pastor. It's a large church. But the song that did the trick in French is, "Ce n'est plus moi qu'il vit, mais lui qui vit en moi." Ce n'est plus moi qu'il vit, ce n'est plus moi qu'il vit. Ce n'est plus moi qu'il vit, mais lui qui vit en moi. And of course, in French, it rhymes. And the words are, "No longer I that live, no longer I that live, no longer I that live, but he lives through me now." And every time that I repeat those words, and I see the magnitude of his grace flowing through me, it pierces something on the inside. You say, well, what does that have to do with me? A lot. At 2:48 a.m. on Friday morning, I was pressed to take Holy Communion and remind myself of his mercies that are renewed every morning. Psalm 84:7 says, "They go from strength to strength till each appears before God. My soul is his soul, his will, his mind, and his emotions. Now the Lion of Judah is here, and he is the King of Glory." You say, what does that have to do with me? The next morning, I was rejoicing and giving thanks, asking God for the grace that I needed, not just for me, but in the body of Christ. I also saw myself losing the edge of my patience with a set of circumstances that were going on. My body was tired. And I wanted to open my mouth and correct someone that needed to be corrected. And for some odd reason, the grace of God came, and I heard the Spirit within me say, "Do not speak." And it was strong enough to turn my mind from the intention that I had and the irritation that was in front of me. And that was something not totally new, but at least needed so desperately in that moment, because I would have injured someone. So prevention came through the form of grace to shut my mouth, shut down my emotions, and let his love overflow to the one that was literally causing the problem. And my battle is not against flesh and blood. And that came back that night, knowing that I could have injured had I listened to my emotions. Not only injured that person, but myself. While I was in the car, I heard the song again. I saw it. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ in my heart was keeping me quiet. I waited for the individual, even though my brain and my emotions and my whole being was saying, "Would you please move?" But they didn't. And I know it was God testing me. And I praise him for not losing control. And the words came back. "Ce n'est plus moi qu'il vit, mais lui qui vit en moi. No longer I that live, but he lives through me." So then I heard John 14, verse 10. So I went and opened my Bible. "Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words that I say to you are not just my own, rather it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. And if you need to believe it, look at the evidence." My emotions were shattered. Because it was no longer me telling a story about someone else. It was me living it. It was the beginning of him and his presence within me, keeping my mouth shut by the power of his Spirit, not through a reprimand, but simply seeing that he had actually occupied a spearhead inside of me to counteract what I used to be able to do without even thinking or batting an eyelid. Do you ever see yourself correct someone out of a moment of frustration? And then after the fact, you have to repent and make up for the damage you just caused because your mouth ran away and took off? I can tell you, this week, the opposite happened. Holy Spirit did it through my mouth and through my mind. He got into my brain. I have the mind of Christ. It was no longer a foreign language or a confession with hope that it would manifest. Oh, yeah, I know I'm preaching. I know that I'm preaching. But you know what? You need to hear it because you need to know that it's just the beginning when you declare it. Amen. And as your declaration continues and you believe that you have received, it will be done unto you because it's happened in me this week. Now you say, is that the first time? I have no clue. But it was identified this week. It was a revelation that was pounded home this week. It wasn't somebody else telling me a story. It was me living it. And he coming alive inside of me. So look at your neighbor. Say, as the pastor goes,
as the pastor goes,
so do the sheep.
So do the sheep.
We're going in the same direction.
He is alive in us.
He will manifest through us.
And we're going to know it experientially. For the glory of our Heavenly Father. It's not done with one man. But he's going to do it in a corporate structure. Called the house of prayer. For all nations. That's it.